Good morning, this is Birdie, reading the commercial news for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Final Work. City Gives Roadway Project Updates by Jennifer Bailey, Danville. Final work is being completed on the Harrison Street project in the downtown area near the Fisher Theater. Danville Public Works Director Carl Carpenter told the Danville City Council Tuesday night that it could still be up to 3 weeks until the Harrison Street reopening. They're waiting on striping and brick and sidewalk work in front of the Fisher Theater. For safety reasons, the street will remain closed until everything is done, Carpenter said. According to Assistant City Engineer Eric Childers, the contractor is working on manhole adjustments and signage and striping this week or next. Completion of the Harris Street project was delayed from its projected October 30 completion due to various unforeseen existing conditions that impacted the construction schedule, according to Childers. The contractor last week was finishing up some sidewalk work and asphalt overlay on Harrison, Walnut, and the parking lot at the former Harwall site. Aldermen in June approved the $962,240 contract with Midwest Asphalt Contract Company for Harrison Street improvements from Vermilion to Walnut Street, and which included sidewalk and storm drainage improvements and new light poles and the parking lot construction. A budget amendment was needed in the infrastructure development fund by transferring $600,000 from reserves and $400,000 from the overlay program. Carpenter also added that debris from the old Taekwondo building torn down at the northeast corner of Harrison and Walnut Streets will be removed next week. Childers reported about some other projects. The Denmark Road Improvement Project will be going out to bid next month with expected January 2021 letting. This roadway project will be constructed during 2021, along with the sanitary sewer project. The Northwest Sanitary Sewer Service Area Reconstruction Project and a pre-construction meeting earlier this month and contractor Stark Excavating will be starting the project in the next few weeks. Childers said the city will send out a press release 48 hours prior to signalization, with only one lane to be open on Denmark Road across the causeway. For the sanitary sewer work, Stark will start mobilizing within the next few days, setting up concrete barriers along the causeway and signals, he said, adding that the signals likely won't start until after Thanksgiving. Regarding some other projects, the Edwards Street and Fairchild-Hazel intersection improvement projects have been completed. Childers also reported the annual asphalt overlay program is almost complete, with Martin Street north of Fairchild being the only section left. Contractor Cross Construction plans on the final work on Monday due to having to wait on a railroad flagger that's required for the section because it crosses the Norfolk Southern Railroad. On the Carl project, the Gilbert-Madison intersection improvements have begun. Their contractor plans on getting the west side completed this year and most likely delay the east side until next spring, according to Childers. The Carl site construction portion will have a 2021 start date. Danville Businesses Plead with Gaming Board by Jennifer Bailey. A local business having issues with switching providers for its difficulty and asked to help at Thursday's Illinois Gaming Board meeting. Turtle Run's Doug Dawson pleaded with the board to allow them to switch operators as soon as possible through a petition filed by Excel Entertainment on their behalf with the board. Dawson told the board and He and his wife purchased the golf course, restaurant, bar, and banquet center in 2017. The prior owners started moving away from video gaming provider ME, Midwest Electronics Gaming, and they supported that decision. Dawson said ME has failed to honor their change request to move to Excel. He said they've had more than 185 service issues with ME, which is in response slow, if at all, to resolve problems with machines. Customers no longer play our machines at Turtle Run because they are down consistently, Dawson said. We have lost some really solid customers and gamers. He also said the revenue growth is significantly lower than other bars and restaurants in Danville. Dawson said ME has been abusive and bullying. We don't have any place to go, he told the board. He also said they are a business trying to survive during the coronavirus pandemic. It's a revenue generator. We desperately need to survive, Dawson said. We're doing everything we can to stay in business. According to the October 2020 video gaming report by the IGB, Danville saw $35,006 in revenue from 128 gaming machines at 25 establishments in the city, with six machines allowed at sites, which several Danville establishments have, and Turtle Run having five. There are four other establishments with higher amounts played than Turtle Run. Turtle Run saw $478,298 played in October, $430,301, and with a net wagering activity of $48,295. Turtle Run's video gaming terminal income, $156,774 funds in and $108,478 funds out, and $48,295 net terminal income. Video gaming terminal tax distribution for Turtle Run, net terminal income tax $16,420. State share $14,005 and Danville share $2,414. Beginning November 2nd, mitigation protocols applying to all video gaming locations in Region 6, including Vermilion County, went into effect. This means food and beverage services in video gaming locations is suspended. Outdoor service, curbside, and carryout is permitted. Current mitigation measures will remain in effect so that all video gaming operations at all licensed video gaming locations will be limited to the hours of 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. daily, with no exceptions. Masks must be worn at all times inside video gaming areas. Congregating around video game terminals is prohibited, and there is a one person per video gaming terminal limitation. Existing social distancing, sanitation, and other mitigation protocols and measures in approved terminal operator pandemic resumption plans remain in effect, according to IGB. Failure to comply with these mitigation efforts could subject licensees to discipline up to and including license revocation. Mayor talks about COVID casino application by Jennifer Bailey, Danville. With Illinois moving back to Tier 3 mitigations on Friday and Thanksgiving a week away, Mayor Ricky Williams Jr. at Tuesday night's Danville City Council meeting reiterated precautions the public should be taking with COVID cases on the rise. Please, if you're out in public, wear your mask unless you're eating or drinking, Williams said. He said, in his opinion, the very least we can do to show respect to others. Williams also advised people to avoid large gatherings, keep washing your hands on a regular basis, and when in stores, social distance and keep 6 feet away as you're able. We have to do everything we can to keep one another safe, William said. Please consider that as you move forward. Williams also offered prayers and condolences as Vermilion County saw its 28th COVID-related death this week since the pandemic started. He also reported pastor and school board member Thomas Miller, who has been hospitalized due to COVID-19, will be leaving the hospital on Wednesday. Williams said he's not had a chance to fully review the Tier 3 restrictions, which require museums, casinos, and theaters to close, and capacity limits for stores. He was to meet with other county board local leaders on Wednesday on how this impacts the city and how the city will move forward. Williams also discussed how Danville Mass Transit professionally cleans its buses to keep them fresh and clean for riders who need public transportation to get to work, doctor's appointments, and for other needs. Fire Chief Don McMasters also said they currently have no firefighters off duty due to COVID, as they have had some in the past few months. The city's Christmas craft fair at Harrison Park Clubhouse next month has been canceled due to COVID-19. In other news, Williams reported that he and City Council Committee Chairman Mike Pure and Steve Foster, in addition to Vermilion Advantage, Tanisha Spain, have reviewed the casino application from Danville Development, LLC. It looks fantastic. They've included everything they promised us, Williams said, adding that he, the alderman, and Spain have gathered comments to send back about the application. He said he thinks the city finally is ready to have a new application be submitted to the Illinois Gaming Board for action next year. In other business, the council approved a $50,000 Western Gateway Tax Increment Financing Redevelopment Incentive Program grant application. Western Gateway Tax Increment Financing Development Agreement with Joseph Urbana Investments, LLC of Peoria, and a budget amendment in the city's Western Gateway TIF District Fund for OSF's new planned urgent care facility at 1 North Logan Avenue at Main Street and Logan Avenue, putting the city's 21-22 budget and 2020 tax levy on public display for 2 weeks prior to final action. A budget study session will be Thursday night. The city's property tax rate is expected to stay about the same, 2.2642 from 2.26411 per $100,000 of equalized assessed valuation. City officials projected a 1.02% increase in the equalized assessed valuation of last year's $301 million to this year's $304 million, the total levy of $6.89 million is a 1.02% increase. Rezoning for signage for the Dwelling Place, a Presbyterian church at 100 North Franklin Street. A special use permit for Tiara Taylor Moore for a third Danville Christian Learning Center at 50 East Liberty Lane. According to Margie Dash, appointing Margie Dash to the Danville Public Building Commission to replace Jerry Hawker, who was elected to the Vermilion County Board, appointing Jeremy Bell and reappointing Jim Nabla and Melissa Rome to the Danville Public Library Board, and reappointing Roberta Allen and Becky Woodrum to the Historic Preservation Commission. Amending the Parks Division budget to compensate Play Power LT Farmington $44,920 for the Winter Park Playground for Everyone Playground updates, and Bucks donated money for the new equipment. amending the Historic Preservation Commission design criteria, accepting and placing on file the fiscal year 2019-2020 audit, appropriating $750,000 in motor fuel tax funds for the Ferndale Avenue drainage, asphalt, and other improvements. City engineer Sam Cole said there's no room for curbing or sidewalks. Approving a 2-year agreement with AT&T for 36 to 40 land, telephone, internet system lines for pump stations, building and fire alarm systems, and traffic lights. Library closes public access to building. Staff report, Danville. Danville Public Library will suspend building access to the public for browsing and other services beginning Friday, November 20th. Patrons may continue to reserve items for curbside pickup, including craft kits for children, teens, and adults. Interlibrary loan will continue to be available. Items may be returned to the outside book drop. Wi-Fi is available 24/7 from the parking lot. Curbside pickup hours will be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Patrons are asked to stay in their vehicles, unlock their trunks, and call 217-477-5227 when they arrive. Library staff will place the items in their trunks. Patrons who cannot visit the library during curbside hours are encouraged to utilize the contactless home delivery option by calling 217-477-5227. While the building is closed and service desks are not in use, staff will concentrate their efforts on longer curbside hours, assembling the popular craft kits and other organization projects in the building. During October, patrons checked out or renewed over 5,100 items and scheduled 340 curbside pickups. Staff gave out 410 children's craft kits, as well as 15 teen craft kits and 35 adult craft kits. These kits are available at the curbside pickup doors during operating hours at no charge. As the COVID-19 situation evolves, staff will continue to evaluate services and adjust offerings as needed. The library is located at 319 North Vermilion Street in Danville. The library website address is www.danvillepubliclibrary.org. And now the obituaries for November 19th. Frida Glover. Frida Ray Glover, 80, of Milford, passed away on Friday, November 13, 2020, at her home in Milford. A private graveside service will take place at Maple Grove Cemetery in Milford at a later date. Arrangements are at the Knapp Funeral Home in Milford. Dolores Catherine Quick. Dolores Tootie Quick, 90, of Danville, joined her beloved Jean in heaven at 2:31 a.m. on Monday, November 16, 2020, at Hawthorne Inn of Danville. Visitation will be from 9 to 11 a.m. on Friday, November 20, 2020, at Kruger Cone Pate Funeral Home, 10 East William Street in Danville. IDPH guidelines will be strictly followed regarding gathering limitations, masks, and social distancing. A private family service will be held, and Tootie will be laid to rest in Sunset Memorial Park next to her husband. Robert Dean Rice, Danville. Robert Dean Bob Rice, 81, of Danville, passed away at 7:10 a.m. on November 10, 2020, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. A private family celebration of life service will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 20, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, Illinois. Entombment will be at Sunset Memorial Park. Visitation will be held on Friday, November 20th, 2020, from 9 to 11 a.m. at the funeral home. Carolyn Smith. Carolyn Sue Buck Smith of Danville, Illinois, passed away on Thursday, November 5th, 2020, at Norridge Gardens, Norridge, Illinois, where she had resided for a short time. Per her wishes, Caroline will be cremated and private services for family will be held at a later date. Robert Hackle. Robert Hackle, 91, passed from this world to his eternal reward on November 13, 2020 in Savoy. Reverend Mark Brown will lead a private service. A memorial service will be held later. Memorials may be made to the Savoy United Methodist Church. Morgan Memorial Home in Savoy is assisting with arrangements. Terrence Tedder. Terrence Bebop Tedder was born in Chicago, Illinois on August 13, 1974, and transitioned from this life to eternal rest on November 14, 2020, at his home, surrounded by his family. A private celebration of life will commence on Saturday. Due to CDC regulations, the funeral service will be by invite only. A public visitation will be held on Friday from 2 to 7 p.m. at Leek & Sons, Danville. Masonic rites will begin at 5 p.m. Dale Jean Smuts, Danville. Dale Jean Smuts, 92, of Danville, Illinois, passed away at 3:05 p.m. on November 16, 2020, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. A private family celebration of life service will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, November 21, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, Illinois. Graveside committal services will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, November 21, 2020, in Sunset Memorial Park. Military rites will be accorded by American Legion Post 210. Visitation will be held on Friday, November 20, 2020, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Willene Vogel. Willene Vogel, 73, of Tilton, passed away at 4:55 a.m. Monday, November 17, 2020, at Colonial Manor Nursing Home, Danville. A private family service will be held at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Westville, Illinois, 414 State Street, Westville, Illinois. Visitation for friends and family will be held 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday, November 20th, 2020, at the funeral home. Due to health concerns, attendees are requested to wear face masks and practice social distancing. She will be laid to rest in Sunset Memorial Park, Danville. Memorial donations may be given in her name to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Anna Mary Wanza. With profound sadness, we announce the passing of Anna Mary Greenwood Wanza, our loving and devoted sister, mother, grandmother, aunt, and friend. She left us in her sleep while being treated at OSF Heart of Mary Medical Center on November 14, 2020. A public viewing will be held 3 to 6 p.m. Wednesday, November 18, 2020. Private service at 11 a.m. on Thursday, November 19, 2020. Burial, Atherton Cemetery. Officiating, Reverend Calvin C. Wright. And these obituaries were received by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Danville. Exter, Jack L., 75, passed away at 10:30 a.m. Sunday, November 15, 2020, at his home. Due to COVID restrictions, services will be private. Fleetwood, Robert Wayne, Jr., 72, passed away Monday, November 16, 2020. Arrangements are pending with Watson Cremation Services. Parsons, Schuyler, 16. Services, 6:30 p.m. Sunday, November 22, 2020, at Vermilion Valley Vineyard. Visitation will begin 2 hours prior to the service. Cayuga, Indiana, Dunkerley, Martha Louise, 93, passed away at 11:24 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Tuesday, November 17, 2020, at Union Hospital in Terre Haute. Graveside services and burial at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Saturday, November 21, 2020, at Eugene Cemetery in Eugene. Visitation Friday, November 20, 2020, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Cayuga Christian Church. Hoopston, Langott, Mildred, 99, passed away at 6:48 p.m. Tuesday, November 17, 2020, at her residence, at her home. Arrangements are pending at Anderson Funeral Home in Hoopston. Washington, Clements, Vader, 95, formerly of Hoopston, passed away at 12:40 a.m. Wednesday, November 18, 2020, at Washington Senior Living. Arrangements are pending at Anderson Funeral Home in Hoopston. White closes driver's facilities. Staff report. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White reminded the public that the driver's services facilities statewide closed for in-person transactions Tuesday and will reopen on Monday, December 7, 2020, due to the worsening COVID-19 pandemic. White is encouraging the public to take advantage of online services. In an effort to reduce facility visits for in-service person service, White has expanded online renewals for driver's licenses and ID cards. Not everyone qualifies, particularly those who are required to pass a written or road test for qualifying drivers. If the driver's license or ID card expired between February 1, 2020 and January 31, 2021, then the individual will receive a letter with a unique PIN needed to renew online. This letter will be sent in December 2020 or January 2021. If the driver's license ID card expires after February 1, 2021, the individual will receive the PIN letter approximately 90 days before the expiration date. In addition, White announced the expiration dates for driver's license and ID cards will be extended until June 1, 2021. This June 1, 2021 extension also includes those who have February, March, April, and May 2021 expiration dates. As a result, expired driver's license and ID cards will remain valid until June 1, 2021. CDL commercial driver's license holders and commercial learner's permit holders are excluded from this extension due to federal requirements. White noted many transactions with the Secretary of State's office may be conducted online at www.cyberdriveillinois.com. And this is Bertie signing off from reading the commercial news for Thursday, November 19th, 2020. Have a great day.